the money, the financial gain. We open the door to so many things. Bnei Yoelam calls and says, please, let me into your life. Please, give me an entrance into your life. Bring me into your life. Be involved, says the Shkina. I want to be involved in your life. Achoisi, says the Gaon. Bale Chochma, Emma Le Chochma Achoisiya. Bale Chochma. Rayosi, Bale Yiropnimis. People who have Yirashomayim inside. Yoinosi, Bale Toyo. We know that the Tam Chochma is compared to a Yoima, the devotion and the connection they have to Toyo. Tamosi, my pure one, Bale Mitzvahs. All different types of characters in Kalis world. Our boys say, who is missing? No one is missing. Everybody is included. The Kala talks to everybody in Kalis world. Bale Chochma, Bale Yira, Bale Toira, Bale Mitzvahs, whoever you are. Why? Sheroishi Nimlotal. My head is full of dew. It's full of dew, says the Gaon. I have so much Sfar to give you for Toira. Talele Oivas. It's the Sfar of Toira. Gvutsosai and my locks. The Sise Loira are dripping with rain, meaning the rain, the star of mitzvahs, every drop, every mitzvah that one does. The Kala calls and says, I have so much to give you. I want to present with you and shower with so much bracha from your Torah and your mitzvahs that you have. Please, just open the door for me. Do something towards me. No one is excluded, from the Rosh Hashiva to the Ganenet. I don't know, to the taxi man, to the house, whoever you are, whatever you are. Peacefully, bring me into your life and let me become involved in your life. Bring Ruchnias into your life. So says the Bnei Yoelam to Klal Yisrael. Of course, when we come to Sukkot, we've gone through a whole month of closeness, of peace feeling. Matzah Shomayim. Sus Mareinu Harav. We've gone through a whole month of Kirbet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzah Shomayim by Rosh Hashanah, Slicha V'Kapora, Mechila when it comes to Yom Kippur, and now it's Mansim Hoseinu. Ribbono Shel Olam calls peacefully, make an entrance for me, bring me into your life. Make me be included into your life. Find a place for me. Says the Vilna Gaon, peacefully I feel Pesach Shel Machat. It doesn't have to be a wide entrance. Just a tiny and either needle. V'ani Efrach Lachem Pesach She'agolim Kronis Yecholim Likonis God. I will make for you, I will do everything for you. Says the Shema, just do something. Make a step towards me. Bring me into your life and include me into your life. Bring Ruchnis into your life and don't just bring materialism and Gashmi into your life. That's what the Shina is saying here. Of course, when we come to Sukkot and Simchas Torah, we're bringing Torah into our lives. But with all the Torah that we learn, we bring also the Shina into our lives. And that's what the Shina is calling out. No one is excluded. No one can turn around and say, I'm not in the package deal. I'm not included. The profile of every individual is included here. But of course, unfortunately, we procrastinate. And we don't. We don't bring in. We do all we makayim all the mitzvahs. We do everything we can and we learn Torah. But do we bring the Shechina into our lives? Do we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives? Are we aware that we are Shivisi Hashem Lelegdi Tomit? There's so many things which we do, perhaps on the sidelines, Chas V'Sholom, for such a thing. But do we bring the Shechina into our lives? There's no exception at all. The problem of Avodah comes out when you learn what the Pasuk is when it comes to Tshuva. And the Pasuk in Tshuva is so blatant and so clear to us, there's no possible way we can avoid the intrusion of the Shechina. Ki ha-mitzvah hazois asher anoichim etzavach hayoyim. This mitzvah, says the Ramban, refers to the mitzvah of Tshuva. Loi nifleis himimacho v'loi v'choi kohi. It's not beyond you, by any means. Don't think that Tshuva is so much beyond you and you can't possibly reach Tshuva. Lo b'shamayim hilema. Don't say that it's in the heavens. Miyale elonu ha-shamayim v'yikvachech elonu v'yashmein ha-sod v'na'asvena. Don't turn around and make the taina. It's beyond me. It's up in the heavens, beyond in the clouds. The Chassam Sofer says on this chat, what does it mean, Lo b'shamayim? Tshuva is not reserved for Bale Kabbalah, who are involved in Inyani and Shamayim. Those people, not just the people who are resolved for Yukhide Skula, who are involved in Kabbalah. Lo b'shamayim, don't turn around and say Tshuva is only for those people. Lo me'eva layom hi, not across the sea, says the Chassam Sofer. Me'eva layom, those who are involved in the Yama Talmud, people who know Shas and Poskim. It's not just reserved for them, says the Chassam Sofer. Don't turn around and say Tshuva is only regarded for those people. I don't know, Kailo Chazanish and those Tamid Chachomim. It's reserved for them, it's not for me. What does it mean, Kikor Velech Adova? What does Ma'oid mean? What does it say, Ma'oid? Perhaps Ma'oid means as follows. The Chassam Sofer explains that for every single person, the possibility of finding a way, of peacefully, of opening a small entrance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does Ma'oid mean? Chaim V'Loshin brings it, Nefesh HaChaim Shal Chesed. It's a beautiful He'orah. that the Kruvim, when they were made originally, were made facing together. Were made together. And as Klal Yisrael moved closer towards him, so they moved towards each other. If we turn away, so he turns away. I was thinking, can you think of anything more devoted and more intimate and more holy than in the Kodesh Kodoshim is the raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I have such a reward to shower upon you. I have so much to give you. I have everything to give you. The reward is proof inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. That's Ma'oid. You can't look for it. It's not on Mount Everest. It's not in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It's Ma'oid. It's very close. It's inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. There's the raya. As you turn towards him, he turns towards you. That's an incredible limud here. From the Kodesh Kodoshim, you see the proof of the Pasuk. If you open a small amount towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheroish, I'll give you all the schar for Torah and for mitzvahs, everything that you do. Roishinim, Natal, Kibbutz, Sai, Besis, I'll do everything possibly for you. Just move towards me. Once you make a move towards me, I will do everything. And the raya is in the Kodesh Kodoshim, which is an incredible raya. But the words of the Pasuk are so meduyak. V'ficha u'vivavacha ala soita. In your mouth, dibur, v'vavacha in your heart, ala soita in actions. Maisa dibur and machshava. I wonder if that's where David HaMelech took the positive from the Raya in Kof Dalet, which is really the positive which we have for the Kirbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we say every Rosh Hashanah after davening. Mi Yale Be'ar Hashem U'Mi Yokum B'Kohen Kodesh. How do you possibly gain access? How can you possibly be intimate with him? There are three qualities which you need. Nekich HaPayim and Maisim Tovim, Ba'al Leva of a pure heart. Those, that's the way you draw close to him. By clean hands, not dirty money, but a valet, a pure heart, and dibur, maisi dibur machshava. And that's the way. It's one thing to climb up. It's one thing to stay there. Miyokum bibna ha'kodsha. To be able to stay there. Yisra brocha meisra shem utzvokom melekia yisha. That's the person who's close. I wonder if that's where David HaMelech took it from. Beficho bivavacha la'asoysa. I would like to make, a diuk here in this pasuk. What does it mean, b'fichach? It's there already in your mouth. It's not something which you have to put in your mouth. U'bilvavacha, it's already there inside you. The kirva towards tshuva is there, it exists there. It's not something which is remote from you. It's not something which is way beyond you. The little entrance which you have to do, the tiny pistili, is so close, it's already there. You didn't even know it was there. U'bilvavacha, you're already there inside it. So just polish up and push through a little bit of what you already have in your mouth, and you'll see that's the Pesach HaKatan, the Pistimi HaKatana, the small little entrance which is needed for this Shav Torah, Shav Mitzvahs, is there already. Where do you see that? Where do you see that it's already in your mouth, that it's there already? Let's start with the Fichach. The Chochmah Musa, the Alter von Kelm, brings a beautiful Diyak, which we say every single day in davening. We say in Sukkot, Ato Hashem lo sicha rachamecha mimeni. The Alter asks a question. What's the connection of the Reisha to the Sefer? Ato Hashem lo sichla rachamecha mimeni. Please never hold back or resist in your rachamim towards me. Chaslecha v'amitcha, your kindness and your truth will always guard me. What's the connection of the Reisha to the Sefer? The Alter asks a question. There's no connection between them. It says the Alter as follows. There are two normal reactions which a person has. A normal reaction, which is not necessarily, it's not a chosid, but a normal human being has the two following reactions. The first is to recognize something which is very good. A person naturally recognizes, if he sees a house, he's walking along the street and he sees, the natural reaction is to say, what a beautiful house that is. You notice it. It's a natural reaction to admire something which is very beautiful. You walk in a house and there's a beautiful painting. It's a natural reaction to turn around and say, what a beautiful painting. It's a normal reaction of a person to recognize something which is very good. See a newborn baby with all the limbs. Unbelievably well done, no? It's very well done. It's beautiful in its form. It's beautiful in its creation. All the limbs, all the avarin. Everything is small, but it's all there. The natural reaction of a person is to recognize something which is well done. It's well done, says the Alter. It's a normal reaction of a person to behave in such a way. It's a normal reaction of a person to recognize something which Bale Oilam does. If you don't recognize a beautiful sunset, if you don't recognize a beautiful scene, then you're not normal, says the Alter. It's not normal. To recognize something which Bale Oilam does is a normal reaction. It's a normal reaction. It's not a chosid, it's not a tzaddik. It's a normal reaction to recognize something which is well done. The Gaon says on that pasuk in Tzaddik Beis, creation. Kisimaktani Hashem before Lecha, I rejoice Hashem before, is something which is just beginning, at an inception. But Masri Odecha Arane is when something is concluded. A woman becomes pregnant, so that's before Lecha. When a baby is born, Masri Odecha Arane, when a Shidduch is suggested, so it's Masri Odecha Arane. When the Chasna comes out, it's Masri Odecha Arane. From a Pu'ula to a Maisa is the Simcha. It's not a Chosid. A person normally recognizes something which is very well done. Otherwise, it's not normal. It's not a normal reaction. Second, said the Altar, it's a normal reaction of a person to acknowledge someone who did a favor to you. It's not normal not to recognize a favor to you. A friend once told me in Harnoff that he once came in from New York and his plane was delayed at Ben Gurion. He arrived at 3 o'clock in the morning, supposed to arrive at 11 o'clock at night, and by the time he came out from the terminal with all his luggage, there were no taxis there, but he was very fortunate that his wife was there to collect him. She was waiting to collect him at 3 o'clock in the morning. As he came out with his luggage, he said, he saw somebody from his street in Harnoff was passing by, he was coming out, and there were no taxis, looking for a taxi. So he turned around and said, hey, jump in, come in, we'll take you door to door. So the man went into the car, put his luggage in the back and sat there, never said a word. He came to the destination, and he got out of the car and took his luggage and went out and slammed the door. And he said, his wife turned around to him and said as follows, either the man has just had a terrible tragic loss, or he's not normal. Not normal, not to say thank you, not to say anything at all. It's not a normal reaction, not to say anything at all. The normal reaction is to say something, I thank you for what you did for me. It's not normal. I remember in Harnoff, when I first went into Harnoff, we met a couple who were Balei Tshuva, who were extremely refined. I've always called them like the aristocracy of Balei Tshuva. Very, very refined, special people, who were exceptional in their behavior, in their midas favors. But the lady wore like big earrings, and she was a Balei Tshuva a bit, I suppose, and her dress was a little bit not so conformist. And when it came to the time of registering the child inside the Beis Yaakov, they refused to take her. Because of this so-called elitism, they wouldn't take this child, this girl. She was friendly with my daughter, and they wouldn't take her into the school. Ridiculous, because the child was a perfect child in there. So I went into the school and I spoke to Manahelet, and she said to me, we don't take from such a home. The mother wears such big earrings, we don't take it. I said, this is ridiculous. What are you talking about? You don't take from women just because of their earrings. Balei Tshuva, we're not taking them. I said to them, I'm sitting down in this office and I'm not moving from this office until you agree with me that you'll take this child. The child was a wonderful child, a wonderful girl, a friend of my daughter. She said, but we're not taking, I said, if you don't take them, you'll have a problem getting me out of this office. I'm staying here until you take this child inside this school. Promise me you'll take him. And they shouted me and they shouted at me and said, I'm not moving here until you take this child. You took the child. The child is a wonderful, wonderful woman. She's married now with children. And I just had this rhythm over Rosh Hashanah. They couldn't stop thanking me. I was thinking to myself, it's just normal to say thank you. No, it's nothing. I didn't do anything special. I just helped the child get into a school. But their thanks and appreciation, it's normal. It's not a chosid. It's a normal reaction to say thank you for something which is well done. Says the Altar, Alachas Kama Bekama by Bori Oyo. By Bori Oyo, to say thank you. It's a normal reaction when you wake up in the morning to say, Moit Ani Lefonet, Shabzat Agin Shemoshi, to say 100 brachas a day. It's not a chosid. It's a normal reaction. Says the Altar, Chaslecho is your kindness. Amitcho, everything is very well done. Tomi Yitzluni will always guard me. I'm always held in line because of Chaslecho and Amitcho. I will never step out of line because of Chaslecho and Amitcho. I will always stay on line. Alachas Kama Vekama by Bari Olam. I see everything which is so well done, something which is so perfect, and everything is so, I owe so much in Hakoros HaToy to you. I'm always Nitzor, I'm always Shamur, I'm always careful. And therefore, Hato Hashem L'Sichu L'Rachamechem, therefore, please, never resist your kindness to me, your Rachamim. The Sefer is Megala on the Ration. Says the Alter Rabbi Yisrael, Hoidu L'Hashem Ki Toiv, it's very well done. Kila Olam Chasda. It's in our mouth, no? We keep on saying this over and over again. Hodu Lashem Ki Toiv. I was thinking just this morning, I was going over the Shia in my mind, what I was doing, Ki Toiv. Toiv is behind. Toiv, when Hodu Lashem Ki Toiv, Toiv is behind you. The good is right behind you. You don't see it. It's all there. It's very well done. Kila Olam Chasda. It's not a chosid who said Hodu Lashem Ki Toiv. It's very well done. Kila Olam Chasda. And his chesed is always there. It's the fifa. It's in your mouth already. So be normal. Just be normal. Be normal when you say the ananuim. It's a normal reaction. And therefore, the fichoch means, and therefore, the pesach hakatan of the mouth is Hoydul Hashem Kitoy Kira Aram Chasa. On Shabbos morning we say it 26 times. Give us a Hoydul Hashem Kitoy. It's very well done. It's normal to do that. And that's the Pesach HaTshuva. Just to brush up on that line itself is already I got him a promise. I'll do everything for you. Just be normal and be a normal human being. What does it mean it's in your heart already? What does it mean already in your heart? Something which is already, Bilbovacha, I think it's already in your heart. What is the Pesach of Shub which is already in your heart? I would like to make a wild generalization, but I think it's 100% true. I don't think there's one person here in this room who ever walks through the doors of this Beis Medrash who never had this feeling in his mind. Never. I don't think there's one person who can walk in and say as follows, I'm amazed at where I am. How did I possibly come to be living here in Eretz Yisrael in such a shul, with such a rov, and such a kehillah? It's a normal feeling, a feeling overwhelmed. From where I come from, I couldn't imagine years ago that I would ever find myself living in Eretz Yisrael and so bothered about Torah. I think everybody who walks into the shul would say that statement. It's almost like, I can't recognize myself. It's already in your heart. You already feel yourself that you are something different from where you came from. I never expected from where I come from. It's unbelievable where I come from. I come from a place in England that wasn't even a Jewish school. I went to a school with non-Jews all the time. My best friend in school was someone called Sunni Man Singh, who was a Pakistani Singh and Islam, and I had no Jewish, hardly any Jewish people around. I wasn't called Johannes, I was called Julian. And my fame in Birmingham, where I come from in England, is because I was the first person in my school who played cricket for the school wearing tzitzis. I wore tzitzis. When they said, Julian Alpen, where's tzitzis? I come from, my fame was, I wore tzitzis when I played for the school. They used to say, that's the great fame of Julian Alpen. I'm sitting and learning that. But everybody feels that, no? Everybody feels that feeling. What is that feeling? It's Lvovacha. It's already in your heart. And therefore, the Pesach of Lvovacha is the overwhelming feeling of appreciation. What's the beautiful line which Bilam said when he saw Yisro sitting in the camp? Vayar esakeni, vayomis amoshel, eisan moshevecha, simbasela kinecha. He looked down and he noticed Yisro sitting in the crowd there. He said, Esau, what are you doing there? You artful dodger, you. What are you doing? You were with me. Imino, you said, Esau. We were together. We were in the Esau. Hold on his crack on it. What are you two sitting there? Say, Chazal, who he saw the descendants of Yisrael would become the Yoshe Sanhedrin from Yisrael. What are you doing? You were with me in the Esau of Hold on his crack on it. How come you're sitting there? He was amazed to see what had happened to Yisrael. Where do you come from? How do you belong there? That's the feeling which we all feel. We feel that, goodness, how do I process that Lubavacha, the overwhelming appreciation of where I come from, what I have from my background, what I am, and what my nature is, and where I find myself now. That's the overwhelming feeling. That's the feeling which one has to have. It's already in your heart, but one has to press it even more. How come I'm living this sort of life? How come I'm so bothered about learning the Daf Yomi? How come Tefillah is so important to me? That's Lubavacha, it's already in your heart. The Pesach Rabbi Yisrael, which Hagonda Moshe Shmuel Sefer Tzadik Livracha used to say often, in Hanafan used to go and hear him, he said, being a Pesach at the end of Shir HaShirim, and he says it in the most beautiful way, in Peirut Vav, the Pesach Yud Bat Beis, listen to this Pesach, he explained it such a beautiful way with a Medrash. Lo Yodati, I have no idea what happened to me. Nashi Tzomasni, I suddenly find myself here, Markavos Ami Nodiv, and I'm sitting on the chariot, on the wagon of the great benefactor. What does it mean, lo yodati? I have no idea what happened to me. Says the Medrash and Meisper that the daughter of the king was playing in the field with all the Aniyim and picking up the leket and sheep from Peret and playing with all the dirt. The Medrash on this pasuk said that Moshe Shmuel explained it in such a beautiful way. All of a sudden, this little girl who was playing in the dirt with all the kids, the urchins, the king's chariot went by and someone picked her up and pulled her up and put her in the chariot. And all the girls turned around and said, what happened to you? I had no idea what happened to me. I was suddenly picked up and thrown in this chariot. I really don't belong here at all, she felt. I have no idea what happened to me. Now she's from Asni. I suddenly find myself sitting in the base of Medrash here in Beit Shemesh with such a wonderful kehillah. I don't know what happened to me, says the Medrash. The same with David HaMelech. He was cast out as a mamzer, and no one thought, all of a sudden, David HaMelech, he saw it. I had no idea. Lo yodati. Now she's from Asni. Says the Medrash, same as Mordechai, Sakwa Eifan. All of a sudden, becomes the Mishnah of Melech. Lo yodati. Now she's from Asni. I have no idea what happened to me. I have no idea what happened to me. And that's a feeling of Bilvavacha, I'm suggesting. That's a Pesach HaKatan, which is inside our hearts. We already feel overwhelmed. It's more than that. There's a lashon which I had shveir very often on Shabbos morning, which we say, which is a bit shveir. How can we possibly practice this lashon? The makalas will be found for this as well.
What's the chat in this pasuk here? Lahoidois ulahalel v'shimcha v'shabech l'foy l'roimim v'had l'boich ulahale al kaneis al kol divrei shiros v'sish v'choiz dovi v'nishak v'chom v'shifecho. The translation is I must be mekaneis v'kodesh baruch hu more than what David amed al kol divrei David Benish, she was David after Homeshika. I would say more than even David Amen. How can I possibly say more than David Amen? Says the Master of Victory on this Pasuk. No. The Lashon is as follows. You read Tehillim and you see the Shevach of David Amen. You must write your own autobiography of Shevach. Al-Kultivation, this is David Benish. What David Amen, you must do your own thing, says the Master of Victory. You must write your own composition of Shevach Bohido. And that's the feeling which one has to have. One has to feel as if I am also in the same position as Baba Amen. It's Bilvavacha. It's in my, I don't know what happened. Actually, how come I find myself in this position here? And that's the Loshen here. One must be overwhelmed with Akola Satoi. But that's Bilvavacha. It's already in your heart. There's no one here who's sitting here cannot tell a man to say, I'm over. How come I find myself in this position here? What happened to me? And that's the pshat here. It's more than that. Perhaps we can go further. I used to have a friend when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, lived in Sorotskin. I don't know if you knew him, Reb Shaul Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I don't know if you knew him, Reb Shaul Miller, young Adam Godley. He was nifta very young. So Adam Godley, I used to talk to him very often outside Tova after davening there. He was a young Adam Godley. He told me all about the writings of Reb Yerucham. I had to learn Reb Yerucham. He once said the following pshat. It's a beautiful hezder. It fits to what we're saying here. Ona Hashem Hoshiyono, Ona Hashem Hatzlichono. If you're saying Ona Hashem Hoshiyono, why do you have to say Ona Hashem Hatzlichono? If the Yeshua is there, you don't need Hatzlichono. Of course it's Hatzlichono. If Ona Hashem Hoshiyono, why do you have to say Ona Hashem Hatzlichono? Said Rav Shaul Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you in a position of great Yeshua, but you need Hatzlocha to stand that Yeshua, to be successful with that Yeshua. You're put in a certain position of giving up, but you have to be matzliach in the Yeshua. That's the pshat. On Hashem matzlichana, let me be matzliach in the Yeshua that you've given me. That's the pshat. You're put in a situation of great mentors behind you, with a wonderful shul, of opportunities to sit and learn, but you have to be matzliach in the Yeshua. That's the meaning behind it. The meaning is to look back and see where I've been put, but on Hashem, let me be successful in the Yeshua. And that's already Bilvavacha, I think, Rabbi Israel. When it's already in one's heart, this feeling of overwhelming thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know, how can I find myself there? I was with everybody else, all my friends who I grew up with, I don't know where they are. I know some of them, they never their children married out. Maybe they're still playing cricket, I don't know what they're doing. But they're lost, never, I don't know where they are. But I find myself in this situation. Nafish Samasi, one must feel overwhelmed. It is already Bilvavacha, Rabbi Israel. What I'm suggesting is, one has to dig deeper and polish it up more. And that's what does it mean? La'asoy. Is Haydu Hashem Kitoy. Bilvavacha is the overwhelming feeling of appreciation of Hashem Aslichana in this matter. And La'asoy Soy, the Ramban says in the Bias Olam, Ashebora Elokim La'asoy. La'asoy is a kiyum, a hemshech of what there already is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a brocha at Bias Olam that the world should continue in this way. The maintenance of the world, it should be established and run all the time. La'asoy, says the Ramban, continue in that way. Meaning, since the world was Olam Chesed Yibon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with tremendous chesed. Let's ask you a question, Rabbi Yisai. Why in this prospect that we bought at the beginning, Pistili, why was the door closed? Why does the Shekhinah have to say peacefully? Why open it up? Surely the door is already open, no? Isn't it open already? So is the Gaon? No, the door is closed during Golus. And that's the reason why it's, the Sea say Loila, it's at night. Nighttime means the darkness of Golus. The Shekhinah says the Gaon, that there's so much reward that I have to give you for learning Torah, for Kiyum Mitzvahs. It's in the dark. It's the Sea say Laila. It's hidden from you. You don't see it all. And therefore, the concept is that one has to realize, why was the door closed? The door was closed and it was in darkness because of Nebuch Sinas Chinam, the relationship between Adam and Chaveya. I was thinking the whole basis of why the door is closed is because of Sinas Chinam. And maybe something last Thursday refers to the following way. What we have to do is to try and find a way to improve in our relationship between Adam and Chaveya. If the world was created for Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibonet, then our actions surely have to reflect that Chesed in the same way. We have to polish up on our own Chesed. I'm not talking to Avari Sonnenberg. His Chesed is unbelievable. He keeps on dealing with all messages, everybody, and the email. This doesn't refer to you, Avari, but everybody else. The Chesed, which is done to everybody, the Hemshech of the Chesed is very important. That's a beautiful point. And therefore, last Chesed is the continuation of the Chesed, which is done. I wanted to make several suggestions. In Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Mem Tes,
Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch brings as follows. It's a frightening concept. It's an awesome concept. If a person gives tzedakah without a seder panim yafos, in other words, you give them money and, like you say, leave me alone, take the money and leave me alone. Hitzit zchusasa, your massive your zchus. In Shulchan Aruch passings, if you give tzedakah, if you give $10 million, but you say, leave me alone and don't come back to me, hitzit zchusasa. It's an incredible loss in Shulchan Aruch. If you do tzedakah, but you don't do it with a seder panim yafos, you're massive from it. But everybody gives money to the ani. When people come around giving money, everyone gives money. It's not a chidush not to give something. The way you give it is the thing. The seder panim yafos is the ikka. It's not so much the giving. Everybody gives, but it's the way you give it. And the loshen, I remember once in Hanoch Rav Rubin, Shlita, in Kiddush Bnei Yaakov, once he had, how can a person lose all his chus because he gave it the begrudging, he didn't give it the seder panim yafos? That's the pshat. The shat in Shulchan Aruch is, if you don't do it belayed the seder panim yafos, your massive chus also. But everybody gives it. La'asosa, you already give them money, but to give it with a smile, to give it with a certain demeanor, a certain presence, a certain love, a certain affection towards the person. Gemoyim Baba Basa brings down, if a person gives a putter to an ani, your bench is 6 brachas. If you've mafayas, then 11 brachas. The pius is the ikka, evidently. Besides the, if you can't always give, but the pius is the ikka behind the giving of the nesina. The beautiful loshen, beautiful story told about Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was being collected to go to the Agudas HaRabbonim, and all the Rabbonim were sitting in the car, and Rav Moshe was the last person to be collected, and it was a cold winter's day, and the car came down to outside Rav Moshe's building, and he came out, as he got into the car, a nonny came up to him and asked for money. And evidently Rav Moshe gave him a bill or something and stood talking for 10 minutes. And meanwhile, all the Rabbanim and the driver said, Rebbe, it's cold, come in the car. And eventually, after 10 minutes or so, Rav Moshe got in the car. So they said, Rebbe, why did you take so long? He said, don't you understand? He didn't want the money, he wanted me to talk to me. The pios was the ikka. That was the ikka. And therefore, la soiso means not just the act which is done, but the gutskeit, the freilichkeit which is behind it. That's the ikka behind it. There's a mitzvah in Beinot HaNachaveiroi, which is an incredible lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Ovel, Peirut Yudalit. Of all the mitzvahs, Beinot HaNachaveiroi, Bikur Cholim, Nichum Aveilim, Hachnas Uskan, the greatest mitzvah of all is Leviyas HaNachaveiroi, to accompany somebody out of your house, which is an unbelievable lashon. The Chofetz Chaim brings down in Avas Chesed, that the Maisa, in our times, maybe it's not so relevant because the roads aren't so dangerous, but nevertheless, says the Chofetz Chaim in the Haggah at the bottom, nevertheless, the segula behind Leviyah, to accompany somebody, to walk with somebody, is a tremendous sign of Yedidus. We do show affection towards them, but to accompany somebody is a beautiful sign of Yedidus. If somebody walks out of your house, to walk them back. I used to have a friend in England, used to come and learn with me on Friday night. Wonderful friend. And afterwards, after he came to me, I said to him, Leib, I have to walk you home. So I have to come. I walked him all the way home. I walked him home and he said, I can't let you go. He'll walk me all the way back home. We walked back and forth from his house to my house. Then she began to say, let's forget it now. Let's go back to bed. Just accompanying each other. I don't know, I used to say to my children when they're going out in Shidduchim, don't know if you do the same with your children, but I always find myself when I was going out in Shidduchim, very hard to sit across the way with somebody and talk to them. It's very uncomfortable. I used to tell my children, walk with a person, accompany the person. Walking is very comfortable. You walk with somebody, you'll get to know somebody, but instead of sitting and facing somebody, I told my children, if you walk together with somebody, you'll find it much more comfortable. To accompany somebody is a very warm reaction. I once told it over to a group of girls in assembly, so they turned and said, Rebbe, you're sending us a school for a shidduch? If we do Leviyah now, that means we'll get a good shidduch if you accompany somebody. I said, that I don't know. But Leviyah is a very warm feeling, to accompany somebody. It's easy to do that. Somebody comes to your house or somebody walks out the shul. To be Leviyah, the Chofetz Chaim says, I feel that there's no danger in our time. Nevertheless, it's a tremendous thing to be able to do that. The last thing which I'd like to say, which is the last oisa, which a person does, I'd like to make a suggestion. And that is, I once heard from the Manchel Rosh Yeshiva, a beautiful vort. He said, if you hear something from somebody and you gain from them, you must tell them that you gain from them. Why? They'll do it again. When you hear something from somebody, you tell them that you gain from them. If somebody davening well for the honored, go over to them and say shakaya to the person. And somehow we don't seem to do that. We don't say shakaya to somebody. Or somebody gives a shir, goes, thank you very much for the shir, I gain from it. They'll do it again. That's a small thing. It's only a pesach hakatan. But these three things, I was thinking to myself, the ability to be able to accompany somebody, the acknowledgement of
of accompanying somebody, of saying shikarek to somebody like that, or how you give the tzedakah. These are things which we already do, but to polish them up. And I was thinking, maybe that's the pshat in the pasuk of piskili. Piskili, make a certain small entrance, a small gap, and the shina comes in with that. Shiroshi nim latal, I have a tremendous tzedakah to give you for all your Torah and your mitzvahs that you do. The fichoch is hoydul Hashem ki toy. You already say hoydul Hashem, but it's a normal reaction. Not a chosdik. It's a normal reaction. The bilvavacha one already feels overwhelmed to be in such a situation environment, but to feel even more naturally so massive. Like, I had no idea how I came to be here. And the third point I was thinking is also is lasoisa. The chesed that one does is all behind it all, and therefore if one puts the kindness inside the chesed already, that's like it's already there. A person, a rabbi wants to do chesed with somebody, and that's the kiyum of the olam. That's lasoisa. Lasoisa is right. The Rambam says the kiyum of olam on the chesed yibonet. Those are the points which are needed. Maybe we can finish. I know my time is up, Rabbi Yitzchak. Just one last question. We keep on saying over and over again, twice a day, Achashvati Meis Hashem, Oisa Abakesh, Shiti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayav, and Nitziv Ahas, Samayot Yikakasha. If it's Achashvati, why do you have to say Oisa Abakesh? It's the same thing, no? Achashvati, Oisa Abakesh. Why are you saying Oisa Abakesh? Says the Nitziv, Achashvati, Shiti Beveis Hashem, Oisa Abakesh, without an ulterior motive. I have a one-track mind. My mind is Shiti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayav. Achashvati, is I'm not looking for an ulterior motive. I'm not learning Torah in order for the prestige. I'm not doing chesed in order that people should recognize me. Oysa avakish, it's a single-minded attribute that I have. Shiti b'veis Hashem, to grow in ruchnias. What's the result? Lachos b'noam Hashem. The nachos, then the ishmak comes down. Then the tuf tam v'das ramdein ki b'tzastecha emonti. The tuf tam comes when I'm single-minded, when one has interest in growing in ruchnias and taking ruchnias to this extent, a small amount, a small entrance. When you have that, then you begin to find the ne'imus in it. That's the tuf tam v'das. That's the tam tov which a person has out of mitzvahs. Mr. Hashem, we should be zayfa, open a Pesach HaKatan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should open up for us, Shiroi Shinim Natal, we could say all the Sechara for Toyo Mitzvah, Shem Shinis Kalir, Reis HaGudah, Shemem, Vimheva V'Yameinu, Amen.